Carey's Run Rudolph Run. Also later done by Keith Richards and, oh, about 7,000 other people, as all Chuck Berry songs have at one time or another. Friday afternoon edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Hello, I am Paul Harris. Proud to be here each week from 3 until 6 on Friday afternoons. And to give you a shot at playing the Harris Challenge. If you haven't been on in the last month, call me now at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones, *KTRS. Now, before we get to the challenge, I do want to mention one thing. At the beginning of the show, a couple of hours ago, I talked about this prank by these Australian DJs in calling the hospital in London where Kate Middleton was being taken care of for her extreme morning sickness. And they pretended to be the Queen of England and her husband, Prince Philip. These morning guys, Mel and Michael, on 2 Day FM in Australia. And they got through, and one nurse put the call through to the other nurse who was bedside and told them things about their condition, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which I believe in America would be a violation of the HIPAA Act.
Yes.
But we got the sad news today that the first woman who answered, the first nurse who answered the phone, Jacinta Saldana, has committed suicide. And we don't know if it was over this or not, but now we're hearing that the radio station in Australia will not allow those two radio guys back on their show until further notice. Now, do we blame them for her suicide? I mean, as I pointed out at the beginning of the show, I don't really care about the royal family. And I also don't like wacky radio stunts like this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, pulling a prank on somebody. I've never gone for pranks. Ian and I have discussed this. We used to love the show Jackass on MTV because those guys were willing to sacrifice themselves for our entertainment. That's not the same thing as making somebody else look stupid. Oh, look what I did to you. Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah.
I've never thought that that was funny in any context. April Fool's jokes or any of that sort of stuff. I actually worked for a program director at a radio station a long time ago who wanted me to do, you know, phony phone call kind of thing. Call people up and tell them you're delivering furniture to their house and they're not there and what are they going to do? Stupid. I refuse to do it. Horrible. I've never thought that those things were funny. But if you're going to pull these guys off the air, pull them off because A, the bit was bad, B, you thought it was in bad taste, or C, the ratings suck. Not because this woman killed herself. It's not their fault.
Right.
I mean, it might be one of those things where it's a horrible consequence of a stupid act, but when they started this thing, you know, they weren't sitting around saying, all right, mate, here's one that'll kill somebody.
Yeah.
So, I guess they have to pull them off the air because of the bad publicity and all of that stuff, and who knows if they'll be allowed back on the air.
Well, everyone's going to blame them anyway.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But I don't think that they deserve the blame.
No. When you talk to somebody like that, and she's probably emotionally fragile anyway, she probably was at that point.
The last straw.
Yeah, that was like the last straw, and then she.
But you don't know that.
No.
You don't go, hey, you know what? We've got somebody who's mentally on the edge. Let's do a phony phone call.
Yeah.
That would be a little psychotic to do that. But it's sad that she died. Sad that the whole thing is sad. But this part of it, I just don't get. All right, let's move on to the Harris Challenge and happier things. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, Paul. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to give a shout-out to my friend Derek Rushing and tell everybody to follow me on Twitter, at S-G-A-D-D-Y.
Okay. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. And you'll get to choose from the categories that it spits out today. Category one, we have this every Friday. It's our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category 2, with Hanukkah starting tomorrow night, the eight-night festival of lights in the Jewish religion, we have a category called Things That Come in Eights. Or you can have Movies in Common.
Let's go with Movies in Common.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. We're going to start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or pass on any question. If you pass, you can then go back and pick it up as long as you do it before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark, because that's when we'll tally your points, and if you get eight or better, you will win these fabulous prizes.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul. You get your choice of dinner at Stefanina's Pizza and Restaurante, or El Tio Pepe, authentic Mexican food. They have King Edward's Chicken, great fried chicken in St. Charles, and Fratelli's Restaurante, Italian food in St. Charles.
All right.
And we're going to throw in a Well Hungarians t-shirt as well.
Making it a prize package with a value of well over $1 million. All right, Steve, you've chosen the category Movies in Common. I do, by federal law, have to warn you that if you don't get 8 points, you will be punished. You understand that, don't you?
Absolutely.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What movie starred Rebecca De Mornay and Tom Cruise?
Risky Business.
Correct. What movie starred Tom Cruise and Kelly McGillis?
Top Gun.
Correct. What movie starred Kelly McGillis and Harrison Ford?
Pass.
What movie starred Harrison Ford and Tommy Lee Jones?
The Fugitive.
Correct. What movie starred Tommy Lee Jones and Sissy Spacek?
Pass.
Back to the three-pointer. Which movie starred Kelly McGillis and Harrison Ford?
Officer and a Gentleman.
It was called Witness. Now the movie that stars Tommy Lee Jones and Sissy Spacek.
I don't know.
A Lifeline?
Coal Miner's Daughter.
Wow, right before the buzzer.
That was it.
Dan just offering to be your lifeline.
I know.
Said, oh, Coal Miner's Daughter, of course. That's exactly right, Steve. Congratulations, you got 12 points and you're a winner.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize, and we move on to our next contestant, who, coincidentally, is also named Steve. Hello.
Hey, it's a Steve Twinspin.
Yes, it is. A back-to-back instant replay Twinspin double shot mini concert weekend. Coming up, our next superset. Steve, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to mention that I am the proud owner of six, count them, six, Paul Harris, middle of the day, middle of America, KTRS coffee mug.
And the nice thing is, those are from so long ago that they are now worth well over $1 apiece.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, I don't have coffee mugs for you anymore, but we do have those fabulous prizes that you could choose from, and your category choice has to come from one of these three. Have you been paying attention? Things That Come in Eights, or Famous Names from the Past?
Let's try Famous Names from the Past.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which French military leader was always depicted with his hand in his jacket because he suffered from chronic nervous itching?
Napoleon Bonaparte.
Correct. Who was considered a father of communism and wrote the Communist Manifesto, even though he never set foot in Russia?
Karl Marx.
Correct. What was the name of the poet who wrote the Iliad and the Odyssey?
Homer.
Correct. Which famous 11th century woman rode a horse named Athanoff?
Lady Godiva?
Correct. Which singer, famous for belting out God Bless America, sold more World War II war bonds than anyone else, almost $600 million worth?
The beautiful and shapely Kate Smith.
Shapely.
Wow. If by shapely you mean big enough to have her own zip code, you're correct, Steve.
That's the reason why he has all those mugs.
Yeah. Our returning champion, ladies and gentlemen, with a clean sweep, Steve. Congratulations. Dan will tell you how you get today's prizes.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for playing. And here's our third contestant. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Can I plug a business?
Yes, of course.
Okay, for all your plumbing and drain cleaning needs, Drain Masters Plumbing.
Okay. There's the five-second cheap plug opportunity can certainly be used for a commercial endorsement, either for your own company, or if you're smart enough to work it out ahead of time and get endorsement dollars from, Apple Computer, you could give them a plug. That's fine with me. It's your time. All right, Mark, we have you been paying attention? things that come in eights, or our new third category is a multiple choice category called It's One of These.
I'll take Have You Been Paying Attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to research from the Mayo Clinic, is it better for the environment and your hands to use an air blower or paper towel in a public restroom?
I would say paper towel.
You are correct. When Senator Jim DeMint announced his resignation from the Senate this week, which late-night TV host from South Carolina joked that he would run for his seat?
Stephen Colbert?
Correct. Which of these was not nominated for a Grammy this week? Rachel Maddow, James Taylor, or Michelle Obama?
I would say James Taylor.
You're correct. The others got him in spoken word category. In what city did pot smokers light up yesterday to celebrate their state becoming the first to decriminalize possession of an ounce or less?
Colorado.
It was Seattle, Washington. Which Baldwin brother was charged with failing to pay New York State taxes? I'm going to finish the question. Which Baldwin brother was charged with failing to pay $350,000 in New York State taxes over the last 3 years?
I'm going to say Alec Baldwin.
Stephen Baldwin. Sorry about that one. Mark, you got the one, the two, and the three, and then the wheels came off the bus. And that means that I do have to punish you. Our punishment music today, you know, we're entering the holiday season. We're actually already a week into the Christmas season. And when I think of Christmas, I think of Dickens and A Christmas Carol. And, of course, the character in that movie, Tiny Tim, which makes me think of one of America's all-time greatest singers who goes by that name. Here he is to punish you.
She sits alone, waiting for suggestions. So nervous, when you go with questions. His lips are dry, heart is gently pounding. Don't you just know exactly.
Here comes the chorus.
If you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, just let me know. If you really need me, just reach out and touch me. Come on, honey, tell me so.
All right, I think you've learned your lesson, haven't you, Mark?
Yeah, that's enough of that.
Yeah. By the way, I think we could pretty much say any version of a rock song that includes a tuba probably fits in as punishment music, unless it's being done by The Roots, the group on Jimmy Fallon's show. Mark, I'm glad you played. I'm sorry you didn't win.
Thank you.
All right. By the way, did you see the viral video from Jimmy Fallon's show a couple of nights ago?
No.
He and Mariah Carey and The Roots, and The Roots are playing all the kind of instruments you used to get when you were in grade school, like wood blocks, xylophone, and that sort of stuff. And she's singing a Christmas song, and it is great. If you haven't seen it yet, it's on YouTube. I'm not a big Mariah Carey fan, but it's really, really, really clever. And
is
really
that her
good.
Big hit that she had, her one famous Christmas song? I can't remember the name.
I Want You. I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah, something like that, yeah.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. Really, really, really nice version of it. All right, back to our show. our next contestant is you, Jeff. Welcome to the Big 550. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I am Jeff, and I am still working.
Good.
So, all right.
Good enough.
We have two categories left, Jeff. Things that come in eights, or it's one of these.
Let's try It's One of These.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these do Americans use an average of 57 of each day? Sheets of toilet paper, text messages, or grams of sugar?
Grams of sugar.
Toilet paper. What state is home to a road with America's highest speed limit? Montana, Texas, or Arizona?
Texas.
Correct. Which group has a higher average age, the Rolling Stones or the Justices of the U.S. Supreme Court?
Rolling Stones.
Correct. Who was Time Magazine's first man of the year, FDR, Thomas Edison, or Charles Lindbergh?
Lindbergh.
Correct. What was the first product to have a UPC barcode, Wrigley's Gum, Tylenol Pills, or Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola.
Wrigley's Gum. By the way, Texas has a road, Highway 130, between Austin and San Antonio. Speed limit, 85 miles an hour.
Wow.
Why even bother?
I have driven it.
You have driven it?
Yes. It's fun.
And are you? Do you keep 85? No. You do 100, right?
Oh, no. 86, 87.
Right.
57 squares of paper?
57 sheets of toilet paper is what the average American uses in the course of one day.
Oh, the women have to throw that average way off then.
The Rolling Stones are almost 69 years old. The Supreme Court average age is almost 67. And Lindbergh was the first man of the year in 1927. But, Jeff, you didn't need any of that because you got the 2 and the 3 and the 4, and that's 9 points and makes you a winner.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too. Enjoy the show tomorrow.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And here comes our final contestant. Hello, Bob.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm Bob Bertarelli. I'm co-owner of Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill.
All right. We have one category left, Bob, and it's all yours. It's things that come in eights. With Hanukkah starting tomorrow night, the eight-day Festival of Lights, 60 seconds on the clock. Bob, let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the nickname of Nadia Suleiman, who gave birth to 8 children in January 2009? Octomom is right. What traffic sign has 8 sides?
Stop sign.
Correct. What sea creature has 8 tentacles when it grows to full size?
Octopus.
Correct. Which Ben Stiller movie was about a sport that was broadcast on ESPN Ocho?
8 Men Out.
Dodgeball. What do we call the measurement that is equal to 1/8 of a gallon? You got time, so think about it. 1/8 of a gallon. What do we call that?
I don't know.
Well, take a guess.
Octogram.
Doesn't have to have octo in the name.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay. A pint.
Well, let's see. There are 4 quarts in a gallon, and a pint is half of a quart, so that would mean a pint is the correct answer.
Nice.
I see that Ian is in the Christmas spirit. So, Bob, that gives you 11 points and makes you a winner. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a great weekend and sell a lot of cutlery, too.
Good. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS.